You're listening to SBS News.
Lawyers in Chicago have filed a lawsuit against Boeing on behalf of two Canadian families, one from Brampton, Ontario, that lost six members, and from a man who lost his Hamilton-based wife and three young children. They allege Boeing was blinded by greed as it rushed its 737 MAX 8 jet to market in a bid to compete with rival manufacturer Airbus, claiming the company put profits over safety. Lawyer Kevin Durkin says they want Boeing to pay the families 100% compensation.
I can tell you this, if they deny they're negligent, we are going to seek every single email, text message that was between them and the FAA. We will hire computer experts if they don't give it to us and ask courts to allow us to scour their computers to find out how the process was shortened here so Boeing could get this aircraft out in the market and compete with Airbus. Every stone in the process will be unturned if they deny liability.
Boeing's fast-selling 737 MAX was grounded worldwide in March following the fatal Ethiopian Airlines crash, which killed all 157 people on board, just 5 months after a similar crash on a Lion Air flight that killed all 189 passengers and crew. Manant Vaidya is one of those filing the lawsuit. He lost three generations of his family on the Ethiopia Airlines flight. He says he wants answers and is unimpressed by Boeing's efforts to get their planes back in the air.
They keep on saying that they are going to be getting the planes again back in the sky. How are they going to do that? I mean, how they are going to ensure that this doesn't happen again? I lost three generations of my family, my parents, my sister, my nieces. If a person just lost one life, they're like a whole life is shattered. But right now with me, I'm more like, I don't know. I'm completely lost right now.
Paul Jaroge lost his wife and his three children in the disaster. He says he's struggling to come to terms with what happened to his family.
I stay up all night crying, thinking of the horror that they must have endured as pilots struggled to keep the plane flying for 6 minutes. The terror that my wife must have experienced with little Ruby on her lap. Our two children, besides, are crying for their daddy.
The families have also filed a claim against the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, alleging the regulator enabled the plane's rush to market, and against the company that designed the sensors used in the 737 MAX. Mr. Jaroge says the companies and the regulators were negligent.
It was up to Boeing and the others in charge to save them. We paid for a safe flight. But instead, my family and others in that plane have suffered a profound loss that can never be mended. We are here to ensure that planes remain flyable and safe for human beings, that no lives are lost, again because of the negligence of plane manufacturers and aviation regulators.
The allegations have not been proven in court. Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg says the company has work to do to earn and return the trust of the flying public.
I think the important thing here again is we're very focused on safety. And I can tell you that both of these accidents weigh heavily on us as a company. I've had the privilege of working for the Boeing company for 34 years. And we know that lives depend on what we do. We take that very, very seriously. And I've had the privilege of doing that for my entire career. And I can tell you that our Boeing employees as well take that very seriously. And so I'm very focused on safety going forward.
Questioned about whether he was going to step down, Mr. Muilenburg said he had no intention of resigning and then left the media conference. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.